I love this story, if you haven't figured that out yet. It's just such a great story. So I'm going to reteach it to you a little bit, and then we'll get into it. But think about it. Nicodemus comes at night. That's really important. It's not in the broad daylight. When you're trying to sneak around, you don't sneak around in broad daylight. You sneak around at night. So Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a leader of the Jews, that's what John, the gospel writer, says, comes to Jesus at night and is so excited, calls him rabbi and meets him and wants to be able to be in relationship with him, it appears. And then Jesus does what Jesus does, confounds the situation. Doesn't make it easy for anybody, but wants the person to think or the community to be in relationship to know who God is, and provides a way to think about, you have to be born from above. You have to be born of the Spirit. Poor Nicodemus. I think I love this story so much because I sort of reminds me of Greg Neal. Poor Greg Neal. He's not really always getting the clues that's being provided for him. Amen, sister, absolutely. So we want to be able to, yes, I need prayer, folks. She knows that. So we want to be able to share this story in such a way that it's early in the gospel, right? It's in the third chapter. This is a really important clue. And Jesus is in conversation with one of the leaders of the Jew and wants the relationship. And he says you have to be born from above and you have to be born from the Spirit. Now, when we were talking about doing a four-part series on the Holy Spirit, each of the pastors have been preaching and I am last, I knew I wanted to do this story right away, and I also knew exactly the direction that I was going to go in. Very clearly, no problem, no idea. And then the Spirit enters, and you realize there's so much more depth. And on this baptism Sunday, we didn't know we were going to have a baptism on the Sunday that I was preaching. It reminds us of how the Spirit enters us and is in relationship with us. I have this interesting story about what happened. Years ago, we had a different office coordinator named Patricia Holman. She got a phone call one day out of the blue, and the person on the other end was a man, said his name, and he said, I want my name removed from the baptism. And she said, excuse me? He said, I don't want to have anything to do with baptism. I decline baptism. I renege it. I don't want it. So being a good office coordinator, she came to me, the theologian, and said, what do I tell this person? And I said, there's nothing that you can do to stop God's presence in your life. Don't tell him that. There's... And I simply said, that was an act of the community, an act that was provided for by the wholeness of God's people. So simply say to him, I'm so sorry, but once you've been baptized, we can't take it away. That's the Spirit working. That's the Spirit within our lives. You and I trying to figure that out. And so for me, the Holy Spirit is the way of God working through us. Now, in this story that's being translated in the original Greek, there's a word that talks about being from above, and it's anothen. It's a Greek word. Well, it's a problem when you do any translations. It's like sort of what I use for the word snow. I understand that in some Native Alaskan folks, when you say the word snow, snow could actually have like up to 200 meanings. There's different kinds of snow. It's the same thing here. This word being translated to born from above actually means more than that. It has more meaning. It means born from above, born anew, or born again. So Jesus says you have to be born from above, born anew, born again. And then the other word, the Spirit word, pneuma, it means wind and Spirit, blowing through us. What's happening to us? So we were talking in our staff meeting, and Eileen Parfrey was talking about sort of God infusing the human being, or the Spirit infusing I love that idea. It's sort of like all of a sudden I had this image after Eileen said that of vinegar, and you know you have this like balsamic vinegar, and then you have this chocolate flavored balsamic vinegar, and then you have this vanilla flavored, and it's like, ooh, all the different ways that we get infused as human beings. There's sort of, some of those people are human, humorous human beings. Some of us are sort of not so humorous human beings, but there's ways that the Spirit infuses us. And I realized that, the church is called to help us being open. It's an interesting thought to think about how the wind spirit blows where it will. Beth talking to the children reminds us that today. Human beings can detect what's happening. It can detect the presence of the Holy Spirit, but it cannot chart its course. It cannot be precise that the Spirit is a part of who we are and how we live out our lives. It's very challenging. And it's different than consciousness, right? It's different than sort of black and white, right or wrong. It's that moment when something is happening and you have to make a choice. And it's not a right or wrong choice. It may be a more of a choice of comfort, uncomfort, or outside of my zone of knowledge versus already knowing something. So when we baptize today, we are thinking that the Holy Spirit through our community is infusing this child with the Spirit. And how are we going to live out our own lives, both individually and within community? Nicodemus comes at night. You are welcome to come anytime to be in the presence of God, not just at night. But it's what we do with how we see the Spirit working in each of us. It's not us to deny the Spirit. It's how it is that it blows through us, and what are we being infused with, and how do we see our relationship with God and each other? So being born of above is being born anew. Here is sort of my understanding of baptism, the Holy Spirit, and our theology here. Every day, we are chosen to born anew. We choose whether or not we respond. But you have already been chosen to be given new life, to respond in new ways. And friends, when you're 10, you do that different than when you're 20, than when you're 50, than when you're 80, when you're 100. But it doesn't stop. It never stops at all. The Spirit is a way to be born again every day. That might be a little uncomfortable language, but it's a way that gives us new life every moment of every time. And that when we go to baptize, it'll be a reminder that the Spirit is infusing each of us every day. And that this child this day represents the community claiming the child in the name of God. But God claimed her a long time ago, before she was born. But that we're engaging the world, that you are infused by the Spirit. You're a really good vinegar that has extra flavoring. I want you to remember this week that the Holy Spirit is present, that Nicodemus is working the best he can to understand how it is that we are to live our lives. We are no different than our friend Nicodemus, and that each of us have special flavorings, that what we have to give the world is a something that we can choose to do, but to be open to the Spirit in providing new ways to live out our lives so that every day is a new baptism in Christ. To God be the glory, and may your flavors be sweet. Amen. The second hymn we're going to be singing today is a hymn that this church has never sung before. Perfect for Mother's Day, isn't it? So I'm asked the choir to sing it the first time. It is a song that I love the words to. Let's hope the tune turns out really good. It's about the Spirit and baptism. Friends, let us prepare our hearts after a moment of silence for our second hymn.